Welcome to The Wealthy and Well Woman, a podcast that celebrates choosing a life of overflow. If you're looking to grow your business, live on purpose, and feel your best while doing it, then you've come to the right place. I'm your host, Kat Sanuski, the business coach for wellness leaders and visionary female entrepreneurs, founder of Be Well Events and international yoga teacher and trainer. My goal in this podcast is to help you curate your life by design and claim your dream business by giving you actionable tips and trainings that help you get out of your own way, step into your power, and monetize your magic. I'll be bringing you a thought, training, or interview from experts that will help you break through your fears, take action, and grow into those massive visions that you can't stop thinking about. I am so happy you're here. Now let's get started. Hello, welcome back to another episode of the Wealthy and Well Woman podcast. I'm your host, Kat Sanuski, and I'm so happy you are here with me today. Today, we're going to jam on messaging and content and how you can create content that actually sells, that has people popping in your DMs, popping in your inbox, wanting to pay your high ticket offers without needing a sales call, without needing to overcome a million objections, but they can see the value of your offer, they know it's for them, and they want to jump right in. I was talking to a friend the other day, and I was thinking how freaking crazy it is that I have sold 2,000, 5,000, 10,000 plus packages to women I've never met, never pretty much had a conversation with, that have found me all over the world online and decided to jump into my offers at these high ticket rates just solely from my content. I have made hundreds of thousands of dollars from literally posting on a free app, Instagram. So when I hear people complain about that algorithm or reach, like, yeah, I get it. It's frustrating when we don't have as many people seeing our content as we want. And you don't need millions of people seeing your content to grow a very profitable business, to reach the income goals that you have. You need a very actually few amount of people. To reach my income goals right now, I need about 20 more people into my offers. That's not very many people. So I really need to speak to my dream clients, and I need my content to land with them in a way that makes them say, wow, this is for me. So how do we do that? Creating content for a brick and mortar business like a yoga studio or a gym or a massage studio or a wellness studio, something in person, is totally different than marketing a personal brand and high ticket offers. So if you're a yoga studio, for example, and you're using Instagram to market your business, that can be pretty generalized, just visibility content. I like to clump content into three different categories. So there's visibility content, that's like just getting out there. That's reels, it's pretty images, it's quotes, it's viral things that you get you in front of more people. So yeah, there's a lot of ways that a yoga studio, for example, could use Instagram to grow their business, to get in front of more people, but their strategy is going to be mostly on visibility. Whereas a coach, a high ticket coach like myself, like probably you listening, a lot of my audience who has, you know, wellness coaching, or some sort of coaching offer based on their personal brand, we really need to connect deeply with people, and our content needs to be a much higher quality in order to make people jump into $10,000 offers. So our strategy needs to therefore be a lot different. When I started out on Instagram back in, well, I mean, I started Instagram in like 2013. I've had my Instagram forever. But when I started out as a yoga teacher, as a full-time yoga teacher using Instagram, it was all visibility because it was very low risk to entry. So people needed to pay like $20 to try one of my yoga classes. You know, it was very low risk. They could just pop in and try it. And if they liked it, they could come back. If they didn't, then they lost $20. It's not as big of a deal. But if somebody's investing a year of their time, you know, $5,000 to $10,000 of their hard-earned entrepreneurial money, then there is a higher risk of entry. And so people need to feel a lot more sure that you're the person to get them the result that they desire, right? So it's a lot different. So when I started on Instagram, I did all of, you know, the influencer type tactics that were very visibility focused. And this is why, if you're a coach, if you're looking to create high ticket offers, if you're looking to grow your business in this way online, I would not follow these trendy reels that pop up and show you how to grow your audience to hundreds of thousands in 30 days. Like, these strategies are not going to grow your business necessarily. Yeah, you can grow a ton of followers. I've had reels go viral and reach literally millions of people. And guess what it got me? Trolls in the comments. It did not get me sales. It got me trolls, and it got me in front of a lot of people and a wide net. But I want more narrow focused. I want the wealthy and well women who are prioritizing their business growth with freedom, or wellness entrepreneurs who want to expand their business online and in-person events and retreats. They want to grow their communities. That's a specific type of person. And there's lots of women out there like that, but it's very specific. It's not a wide range. So I want to speak directly to them. And so this brings me, so that was one type of content. Let me finish the type of contents. So that's one, visibility. Another type of content is connection content. So this is you really connecting with your audience. This is with, you know, your community. This is you sharing. I hope you can't hear, side note, Winston, my dog, just like hacking up a lung behind me. So sorry if you can hear that. Can't control his noises as a little Frenchie. But anyways, so these are the posts where you're telling your story. You're clear on your brand story. You're telling stories about your day and how it relates to lessons for your audience, for your community. You know, you're letting yourself be vulnerable. You're being seen by people. This is really like vulnerability, and you being vulnerable for people to be able to actually deeply connect with you and see you. This is when I have clients that sign up and are like, oh, I feel like I already know you just from being on your Instagram. Like, I feel like I already know your story. I already know so much about you. That is a great thing when we hear that, of like, oh, I feel like I already know you from Instagram. That's awesome. That means that you're being vulnerable, you're showing yourself, and you're able to connect with people. So that's really important as more of a personal brand. It's important in general for any businesses, but it's really important if you're selling high ticket and you're selling something that you created from your experience, from your knowledge, like a coaching package, a high ticket coaching package. The third type of content is authority content. This is like valuable content. It's you teaching. It's you showing that you are the expert at the topic that you're selling, at the thing that you're selling. So, you know, as a yoga teacher, this could be breaking down certain alignments or certain pose or benefits of doing yoga, how it shifts your body. If this is a business coach, you know, for me, for example, I would be breaking down things that I teach on, like content, like this podcast episode, like something like this would be showing authority, and like you have a hack that someone, that your ideal client could use to get further ahead. So it's giving people like quick wins that they can take away and they can say, awesome, I just like learned this thing for free from this person. Wow, what would it be like to actually be in a paid container with them? Same thing if we're like doing free masterclasses or podcast episodes where this is authority content. This is where we're giving away free value to help our ideal clients get a little bit further in their lives and their businesses, whatever the transformation is that we offer, and allow them to grow for free, and then get to the point where they're like, wow, my life has already changed so much just by these little nuggets of wisdom, these little pieces of free content. Imagine what it would be like to actually be in a paid container. Imagine what it would be like to pay, you know, $10,000. Wow, that would be like mind blowing, you know? So authority content. So those are the three types of content that I focus on: visibility, connection, and authority content. Bringing all of those into our businesses as personal brands, as coaches, selling high ticket are really important for our sales. But going back to the content that is really great for converting, especially into high ticket offers, something that's really key here is creating micro moments and creating the content where our ideal client goes, oh my God, she gets me. She sees me. She understands me. People buy from people they know, like, and trust, and that they feel understand their problem and therefore can solve it. So it's not them saying, oh, that's cool that you've accomplished all these things, but it's cool that you've accomplished all those things and you've been exactly where I am. And so that gives me hope that I can also do that. It's you breaking it down to say, hey, this isn't that far away from you. It's actually so much closer for you than you think right now. And there's like these little tweaks that need to be made. This is the content in coaching. This is the content when we're selling high ticket that sells. When we can give examples of, hey, for me, for example, I was a yoga teacher making $2,000 a month. I built out my online offers. I built out my brand. I dialed in my content. I learned how to sell and market really well. And I've made, you know, $50,000 while traveling and leading retreats. I've had these amazing launches. I've had this consistent income. I have totally changed my business. I've stabilized my business. I have thousands of reoccurring revenue every single month that I'm starting the month with without even, if I don't even sell another thing. I have way more freedom in my schedule. I have way more ease. And the thing is, it's like, I don't have anything that any other really passionate, driven, you know, wellness entrepreneurs have. It's just like a certain skill set and shift and learning new skills and doing things in a way that are aligned with you, but also that sell. And I now work with dream clients all over the world. Like I said, I have clients that pay me $2,000 to $10,000+ for packages that have never met me or that have recently found me, you know, that resonate with my story, that see themselves in my story and that want to learn what, you know, the things that I've been through, that I've failed and learned, like that I've succeeded and learned, and they want that outcome for themselves. Creating those micro moments are key. I had a client in my Eudaimonia Mastermind, which if you're a wellness entrepreneur growing to six or multi-six figures, you want to build out with online offers and you want to have a lot of income that doesn't require your one-on-one time, and you want to have amazing community growth with live events and retreats, then you need to get into this mastermind with us. Anyways, I had a client literally box me this morning. This is one of my VIP Eudaimonia clients, and say she hasn't even launched her new program that she's been working on. And she had someone sign up off the, you know, early wait list. And the reflection that she gave was, reading the sales page, I felt so seen. And I felt like you were in my head. That is like the best feedback from a sales page or any piece of content that you can possibly have. If you have someone saying, I feel like you're in my head, boom, you are nailing your content. Now give them the solution to get there and allow that solution to be your offer, and you will not have problem with sales again. Focus on creating the micro moments in your content. I love you. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for spending this time with me on today's episode of the Wealthy and Well Woman podcast. I am so grateful that you listened in. If you loved what you heard and you feel called to share, please go leave me a review on iTunes so I can make sure to keep all of this good stuff coming your way. Also, share this episode with someone you think would absolutely love it, and I will be so grateful. That's how we spread the Wealthy and Well Woman mission together. If you aren't already following me on social media, come and join me by following @KatSanewski. I would love to connect with you there, and I cannot wait to connect with you back here in the next episode. In the meantime, go out there and shine as the wealthy and well woman you are.